It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, for years, Americans saw American-made items slowly being replaced with imported products. The majority of the imported items had the well-known American logos on them, so reaching for the same brand names did not concern America's consumers. As the flood of imported products began to be discussed by America's consumers, store owners were telling customers that the products they were selling were the same brands and same quality, and that they were saving a lot of money by purchasing the imported items. Businesses that outsourced production to foreign countries and national and local distributors were benefiting more from imported products and hoped that America's consumers would continue their buying habits. However, efforts like American Workers Radio and American Workers Need You, along with media outlets across America, have been uniting millions of Americans who are now focused on changing the imbalance of products sold in the USA. As consumers see what happened to America's industries as a result of outsourcing manufacturing and other related jobs, America's consumers don't want our nation to continue as a sales point for foreign-made items and are joining our efforts to restore at least a 50% balance of all products sold in the USA. We are on a roll at this point, and with more of us working together, good things continue to happen. And by the way, supporting American workers, representing small and large businesses, non-union and union, and the self-employed remains the key to our success. The fact of the matter is, we already have companies all over the USA up and running and ready to accept purchase orders to manufacture the products that we need here on a regular basis. After a full review of the industries in America, we have seen that many businesses were forced to downsize because they simply were unable to compete with foreign competitors. We can't allow this to continue. And with more people supporting our efforts, America's businesses will become fully operational again. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.